The great books have great first sentences, and I'm standing here in a bookshop in Cork, Waterstones, and I'm looking at some great books. I'm looking at Crime and Punishment, I'm looking at David Copperfield, I'm looking at Emma, I'm looking at Pride and Prejudice, and that is, of all the books, if I had to, you know, I put up against a wall and told, you know, quote the first sentence of a book, which you'd think was an arresting first sentence, you know. I have to tell you that the sentence, "It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife," has got to be one of the most appealing sentences that I've ever come across in my life. Now I'm going to do a test. I'm going to open a book blind by a great author who has been courageous, brave, and lucky to be alive, I would say, Salman Rushdie. Now, whatever stance you take on Rushdie, I think he's a great writer. He's, you know, over complex for my taste most of the time, but I've got a great book in my hand in the sense that the cover of the book has totally, you know, made me come into the shop. I wouldn't have come into the shop, I think, if I hadn't seen the book. And the book is called Joseph Anton, A Memoir by Salman Rushdie. And I'm going to read you a piece of it. And the only thing I'm going to read you from it is the very first sentence. And I'm also reading it for myself the very first time. I don't know how long the sentence is. It might be a single word, or it might be one of those Joycean sentences, in which case I'm going to be committed to reading for the next 16 minutes. However, here we go. The very first sentence in the new book, Joseph Anton by Salman Rushdie. And actually, to be fair to them, I better tell you that it's actually published by Jonathan Cape. And the ISBN number is 9780224093989. Just in case the people come over and say to me that I'm breaking copyright. Here we go, the very first sentence by Salman Rushdie. Afterwards, when the world was exploding around him and the lethal blackbirds were massing on the climbing frame in the school playground, he felt annoyed with himself for forgetting the name of the BBC reporter, a woman who had told him that his old life was over and a new, darker existence was about to begin. Folks, I'm impressed. I don't know what you think, but I think Salman Rushdie has written a pretty good first sentence. What do you think?